Some news reports have called the situation in East Africa a famine, but many experts are unwilling to use that term, at least for now. The World's Ritu Chatterjee explains why.
Look up the word famine in your dictionary, and you'll find a definition something like this. Extreme hunger, starvation. That seems to describe what people are experiencing in East Africa. But ask just about anyone who works on food security issues, and you'll find them steering clear of the word.
There's been an enormous shift away from using famine as a label.
That's Molly Brown. She works for NASA as part of the U.S. government's Famine Early Warning Systems Network, or FEWSNET. It forecasts food shortages in different parts of the world. Brown says in decades past, governments and aid organizations often use the word famine to describe food emergencies.
The humanitarian world is far more sensitive to the political and crisis language that the word famine applies.
In fact, the Famine Early Warning Systems Network has never declared a famine since its launch in the mid-1980s. There are several reasons why experts avoid the word famine. For one, it can sometimes make national governments defensive. Politicians look bad if a famine has been declared in their country, and they may deny the problem and refuse help to save face. Also, Molly Brown says, declaring a famine can have unintended effects on local food markets.
People who have available food for sale might say, oh, maybe I'll wait another month or two because the prices are all going to go up.
And that means even less food is available to those who need it. Brown says using the famine label can be a good thing because it spurs the international community to act. But using the label too readily can backfire.
If in 2012 they have another drought or the drought continues, what are they going to do? You know, if you use that trump card, you can't take it back and you can't reuse it.
So if famine is too weighty, emotive, and political a word to use, at least for now, how do you describe situations like the current one in East Africa? For scientists and food aid experts, the answer is something called the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or IPC. Nicholas Hahn is co-founder and executive director of the IPC.
It's a standardized scale to gauge the severity of food security situations.
And that scale enables experts to rate food security from 1 to 5 using a host of factors.
Rainfall, conflict, crop production, livestock conditions, nutrition.
A rating of 1 means an abundance of food. 5 is the worst case scenario, or famine. Right now in East Africa, the situation is phase 4, or a food security emergency. Camilla Knox Pebbles is with the aid group Oxfam and is closely involved with relief efforts in East Africa.
In this particular case, it hasn't yet reached famine levels, although there are some indications that in some places we're very close to that, given the high malnutrition levels.
And that means the situation in parts of East Africa could officially be designated a famine soon. If, experts say, the international community doesn't help now. For The World, I'm Ritu Chatterjee.